Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and I am just so very thrilled to be with you this morning on live air. And for those of you who are just tuning into this program for the first time, we broadcast live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. And today's episode of Breaking Barriers, the program on which we explore music from across genres and ensembles and all sorts of musical stylings and themes and types of the 20th century, is about the ensemble known as the trio. A trio can be comprised of any three instruments in any different genre. And we'll begin with Bartók's Contrasts for violin, piano, and clarinet. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just been listening to the work of Bela Bartok in... In his contrast for violin, piano, and clarinet. That was performed by Jasper Wood, David Riley, and Ricardo Morales, arguably one of the greatest clarinet players alive. Now we will transition to a different type of trio, the string trio. String trios were common in the Baroque era and then became more well-known once again in the 20th century due to works by Anton Webern and Arnold Schönberg. This is by the recently deceased, enigmatic, brilliant Finnish composer Kaija Saariaho, titled Her Cloud Trio, and it is a brilliant mixture of contemporary string technique and exploring the worlds of spectralist harmony. And she herself stated that it's an incredibly interesting yet challenging ensemble to write for, because the string quartet is arguably the most well-known and most brilliantly written for chamber music ensemble, but the removal of one voice and the lack of a large historical precedent to follow makes it a particularly unique challenge for composers. But this most certainly is a masterpiece. Please enjoy Kaija Saariaho's Cloud Trio. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are just joining, this is CITR 101.9 FM radio broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. And after a short commercial break, we'll be back with more wonderful music.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca. You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore.
Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican foods. See you later.
See ya.
For those of you who are just tuning in, welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, the show in which we explore music from all across all genres and areas of musical study of the 20th century. Today we are focusing on trio ensembles across genres and style, but particularly the various instrumentations possible in a trio format in the contemporary classical world. Now we move to a brilliant composer who has always bridged the gap between the classical, the experimental, jazz idioms, and even popular styles. Here is John Zorn's piece, The Mysteries, Dance of Sappho. That was John Zorn's Dance of Sappho, The Mystery. And now, please join me for a celebration of Indian classical raga tradition.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a masterful performance by the Ravi Shankar Trio. Welcome to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people. Today's episode features various incantations and types of the trio across 20th century musical formats. We're now going to switch to modern composer Jennifer Higdon's brilliant composition that is actually of the 21st century, but I feel it nicely bookends the 20th century's musical trio repertoire. And it is suitably titled Dash. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Jennifer Higdon's Dash Trio. That particular incantation for piano, saxophone, and flute. She also has a version for piano. She's a very interesting piano, flute, and violin. She's a very interesting composer in that she will often write a piece for multiple different instrumentations, which I think is a very fascinating characteristics. Now we will move to a very contemporary trio medium, the power trio. And perhaps no other ensemble can so vividly capture intensity and power and a wide range of emotions and perhaps this electric sonic landscape. Here's the Jimi Hendrix Trio performing the Howlin' Wolf blues tune Killing Floor live at the Monterey Pop Festival.
I would have been gone since my 17th. That's right here with your baby girl, crying on a killing floor.
Pandora Park Community Market Pride Edition is back on August 2nd from 2 to 5 p.m. This is a fabulous community market featuring fresh, affordable produce, local artisan vendors, workshops, drag performances, and more. This is an event you don't want to miss. For more information, go to Vines Art Society on Instagram.
Now we're going to turn toward a very special trio, the Oscar Peterson Trio, a very great pride of Canada and the Canadian nation. And this is a particularly special performance because they perform live the piece Place Saint-Henri from their Canadiana Suite, an album which, through a jazz lens, celebrates this country which we know and love.
Saint-Henri as part of the Canadiana Suite. And it supposedly typified the little French district of Montreal that I was born in, Saint-Henri. It was a hustling, bustling community, and I think the tune follows that particular description. It features our bassist, Niels Henning Jørstad Pedersen, and our percussionist, Martin Drew.
And after that brilliant performance by the Oscar Peterson Trio, we now move back to the classical world with one of the all-time great piano trios performed by some of classical music's greatest musicians. Here's the Ravel Piano Trio performed by Itzhak Perlman, Lynn Harrell, and Vladimir Ashkenazy. You're currently listening to the violin, piano, and cello trio of Maurice Ravel, an early 20th century classical masterpiece. And now we turn to what is considered a later 20th century classical masterpiece in the trio format, the horn trio for violin, piano, and French horn by Ligeti, based on the one from the Romantic era of Brahms. When this piece was first written, many people thought that Ligeti had, quote-unquote, lost his talent, but it is now considered one of his most interesting chamber music compositions. Please enjoy Gheorghe Ligeti's trio for violin, horn, and piano. You're listening to Ligeti's Horn Trio for violin, piano, and French horn, and we'll be right back with more music after this short break.
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, live at CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam First Nations people, live Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. And today's episode has been focusing on different instrumental ensembles in groups of three, the trio, from across genres and styles in the 20th century. And we end with one second foray into the popular realm with another power trio, an ensemble that is often credited with initiating the genre in rock and roll. Here is Cream with Crossroads live from their 1968 farewell concert at the Royal Albert Hall. And I always love to end with something very fun and exciting. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do enjoy this spellbinding performance by Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, and Eric Clapton. My name is Jack Campbell. This has been Breaking Barriers, Thursdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM radio. Thank you so much for listening. Please join me next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.